Phil Burdick and Sarah Ferency are serious about splitting their work. They sit at the same desk and answer the same phone, but never at the same time. Just tracking them down would challenge even a sleuth like Inspector Clouseau.
What is your name?
I'm Shulk, the gardener.
What is it you do?
I'm the gardener.
Then why didn't you say that to me in the first place?
I did.
Look, don't try to be funny with me, monsieur.
Took us a couple days to get together in the same room to make the phone call back to her, and then she floated this idea.
Ferency says she thought they were in trouble when District Superintendent Mary Wegner left a message that she'd like to speak to the two of them at the same time. Instead, it was to offer them a promotion to the district office. Burdick says he was shocked at first. Ferency, though, could see the logic in it.
We have really complementary skill sets, and so together, our skills are the complete package, and we're better at more things than any one person ever is. Like, usually you have people who are head people or heart people, and he's the heart and I'm the head, and together we've got it all covered.
School administrators in Sitka, anywhere for that matter, work extraordinarily long hours. The days are often bookended by meetings, and in between are the challenges of supporting teachers and families. Burdick says job sharing brings extra capacity to school administration.
Two people doing one job is really one person doing a job and a half. Because we only have half a day, we have to be efficient. We have to be effective to get done what needs to get done. And so in the course of a day, we get more done than one person could, just because it takes too much energy, too much mental space.
And then there's this whole heart and head thing. Ferency and Burdick are not being figurative. It defines their working relationship.
I do numbers. I do boxes. I do reports. I do technical writing. I make cases for people to give us money. I cross T's and dot I's. And I create systems. And I
make connections with outside agencies, with families, with kids. Everyone thinks that I agree with them all the time. And so I am that sounding board. And I gave the commencement speech this year for Pacific High School's graduation. And it was all about invitation. And one of my strengths as the heart is being able to invite people in as often as it takes until they just say yes.
The pair admits that having two players in one role sometimes has a downside. Ferency says a parent might come to Pacific High hoping to see Burdick, and because he's established trust, that parent may not want to meet with her. But if someone has a grievance with one of them, a staff member for instance, they could take it to the superintendent. And they found a way to make it work, although the head and heart don't necessarily agree on how long.
So how long have you been co-principal at Pacific High?
4 years.
Okay.
This is our fifth year, because we started the year Iona was born.
And she's four.
And she's turning five in September, though.
So that would next year would have been our fifth year, I think. See, this
2010,
is a number
2010, 11, 11, 12, 12, 13, 13, 14, 14, 15. This is our fifth year. Because this is her fifth year.
All I know is that I love my job. I don't know how long I've been doing it.
Couple typically divide their days. He takes 7:30 a.m. to noon. She takes noon to 5. But now that their daughters are a bit older, and given the expanded responsibilities of the job of assistant superintendent, they say it may be possible to find them working in the same room at the same time. But you may have to be a Clouseau to spot them.
And there is a very good chance that someone in this room knows more about the murder than he is telling.
Murder?
What was that you said?
I said murder.
What murder?
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.